I wanted to get you on because, you know, there always are going to be stereotypes and generalizations made about incidences, particularly when it comes to attacks and things. And for many people, when they see these attacks abroad, they will try to interpret the extremism shown by Muslims as the entire Muslim community. So I wanted to have you on to talk about that.
My point of view on this is that people who are Muslims and living in America have taken the same Pledge of Allegiance as any other Muslim when they became U.S. citizens. And we do it in our schools and colleges, and or if we are immigrants, we do it when we take the oath for citizenship. And we have the same rights and responsibilities. And if some of us do wrong, it is no way indication of how the general population of the Muslim community behaves or believes. In this situation of the incidents happening in Egypt and Libya, we condemn it as much as anyone else would. Islam has no, does not allow killing of diplomats. Even at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, when he sent his emissaries to the Roman Emperor and his emissaries were all beheaded, he never followed that, and he never did when other emissaries were sent to him by his enemies. And the basic reason is you have to be able to negotiate with each other, to understand each other's point of view. And if you don't, if you're not in that position, if you don't have that patience, then you don't belong in a civilized society. And people do violence, and they may have different faiths. The common example given is Timothy McVeigh. But unfortunately, in today's day and age, if somebody who is violent or a criminal and may be following Islamic religion, it becomes news, while somebody else who may not be is not his religion is not blamed for it. So that's what I'm trying to make everyone understand, and my organization, which is Muslim Community Support Services, is striving to create this awareness that they might be criminals and Muslims, as they may be criminals who are who may be Christians or Jews, but it is in no way a reflection of what our Islam teaches us.
Dr. Jaliz, I want to ask you in a moment about the whole take when it comes to either cartoons or depictions that might be disrespectful or sacrilegious toward the Prophet Muhammad, and some of the reaction to that in a moment. But first, there apparently, according to the Joint Intelligence Bulletin with the FBI releasing this, Department of Homeland Security, there's been a release saying that the risk of violence could increase both at home and abroad as this film, Innocence of Muslims, continues to gain attention. And the warning, in essence, is saying religious institutions like the one you're a part of and others should be aware of, any type of discussion or talks. First, are you aware of this intelligence bulletin? And are you, trying to look and see whether something's fermenting here in America?
Yes, I heard about it on the public media. And we've talked amongst our own council and in our community, and we don't see any signs of it, at least as far as Maryland is concerned. And I don't think that, by and large, the Muslims in America have been very understanding of the rights of other people as much as their own. That is why, if you would notice that a few months ago, I think about 2 years ago, there was a pastor who was burning or claiming to burn the Quran, which is our holy book. But we did not make any outlandish type of fatwas, which is religious decrees against him, or we didn't come out on the streets, just like you've been seeing in other countries overseas, because we believe that everyone has their right to their opinion. We may not agree with their opinion, but it doesn't mean that we have the right to shut them up. The only way to overcome
is to expose ignorance.
To expose ignorance and teach the truth, that exactly what I'm doing now, make people understand what is right and what's wrong.
Dr. Jalizi, help people understand, because a lot of folks would say, why would a cartoon depiction, why would a film, why would in Satanic Verses with Salman Rushdie, why would anything like that motivate people to blow something up or kill the author or whatever? Because a lot of folks are trying to understand the type of almost extremism that exists within small elements of Islam.
I cannot rationalize it. I think it is despicable. I disagree with it. I condemn it. Whether I agree with what Mr. Salman Rushdie wrote or what the Danish cartoonist did, I do not agree with it, and I think it's really sad that they did this. But at the same time, I also condemn the reaction to it, and I don't accept it. Having said that, I think that it shows a lack of it shows two things: lack of understanding of how things work in the Western world, and the rights and privileges which people enjoy, and also it shows the local politics of those countries where you see these events happening. And I'm not sure which plays a bigger role, but I think that as the leader of Muslim community in Maryland, it is my right to create this understanding, not just for people who are non-Muslims, but also among our own community, that we need to spread out and teach this to even people who share the same faith, that this is not the way to behave, and we are doing it. And I assure you that everyone understands their responsibilities and the rights of other people.